Hello, and welcome to Heatcraft University's audio learning series on the 10 tips for a successful installation. My name is Joe Jones, and in this episode, we will cover the third tip, evaporator placement. This training series will present entry-level materials for novice and beginning learners and refresher tips for more experienced learners. You may contact me with any comments or questions through my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Evaporator placement.
Refrigeration equipment refrigerates air within an insulated space.
Points out cold storage product specialist Steve Holmes.
The air in turn refrigerates the product, so proper air distribution and circulation is critical.
Oftentimes, poor product temperature is blamed on refrigeration equipment when the problem is actually poor air distribution and circulation. The best way to prevent this is by correctly configuring evaporator placement. From the evaporator, air must freely circulate in and around the product and return back to the evaporator. You have two useful resources to help you get the best evaporator placement. First, the installation manual outlines minimum space requirements away from walls and between units. It also provides tips like always avoid placement of unit coolers directly over doors and door openings. Second, talk to your end user. Make sure you have a complete understanding of where product will be stacked, where light fixtures will be placed, and where shelves and racks will be located. Once you know this, you can adjust equipment placement accordingly. If there is a conflict between optimal unit placement and end user use intentions, make sure you address this while compromises can still be made by both you and the end user. Remember, the end user will call you if the product is not holding temperature. Also take into consideration accessibility of the unit for future service and maintenance. It is not enough to get the unit in place. You must have access to end panels, drain pans, etc. to be able to work on it later. Proper placement of evaporators within the refrigerated room in relationship to elevation, product location, and aisleways is very important. Normal storage or holding applications should have the air blowing parallel to the aisles. For applications with considerable product temperature reduction or freezing, air should blow perpendicular to the aisles at high velocities. Obstructions from structural elements and air patterns from other equipment may also seriously compromise equipment performance. Supply and return air of an evaporator must be separated by a neutral air zone to prevent recirculation of the air from supply to return before absorbing heat within the refrigerated space. For some installations, evaporators cannot be mounted along just one wall of the refrigerated room. This may be due to airflow considerations or clearance issues, and requires the evaporators to be placed in rows on opposite walls or down the middle of the refrigerated space. If they are placed on opposite walls, it is recommended their fans not directly face each other. Evaporators facing each other should be offset or staggered to prevent air pattern interference between the units. In a freezer with multiple systems, care must be taken to prevent the air pattern from the active cooling evaporator from interfering with a defrosting evaporator, which could cause longer defrost cycles and additional heat gain within the refrigerated space. This is a definite risk when the evaporators are placed back-to-back down the middle of the refrigerated room. Defrost sequencing and air patterns must be evaluated and adjusted to minimize or eliminate the operation of an evaporator from having adverse effects on the operation of another evaporator. When practical and possible, evaporators should be placed for the shortest refrigerant line runs. Of course, this only makes sense if all the other placement requirements have been met for this optimum layout. These are some typical rules of thumb used in placement of refrigeration evaporators to allow for proper clearances and for air circulation and service access. Minimum clearance from the back wall should be the same as the height of the evaporator, or 18 inches, whichever is greater. 3/4 of the length of the evaporator should be allowed and free of obstacles on each side of the evaporator. Product should not be stacked under the evaporator within twice the height of the evaporator. And evaporators should always be located away from doors to prevent adverse effects such as frosting and icing and increase of infiltration heat gains. This concludes our third tip, evaporator placement, from the 10 tips for successful installation. In our next episode, we'll look at piping practices. Please feel free to leave feedback or comments on this episode using my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. You can find more information on this topic on our website at www.heatcraftrpd.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us on our next episode.